This afternoon, I am announcing that Mobile County Public Schools will not reopen for students on August the 10th, 2020. We will officially begin our school year on September the 1st remotely for all students. Students will not return to the classroom for at least the first 9 weeks of school while we continue to assess the number of cases in our area.
That's Mobile County School Superintendent Kressel Threadgill yesterday at a press conference to announce, well, what you just heard him announce. Mobile County schools will not begin on August 10th as originally scheduled. They'll begin on September 1st, but not in class, virtual classes, for at least the first 9 weeks, which puts students getting back into school November 1st. And, of course, that's if the numbers trend in the right direction. So big news yesterday for Mobile County Schools, and Baldwin County School Superintendent Eddie Tyler also made an announcement for their plan. And, well, you can take virtual classes if you'd like in Baldwin County, but the plan for the schools there is to begin as scheduled on August 12th. In class, students will have to wear masks. They're going to socially distance as well as they possibly can. Temperature checks for students, I think, what, 100.4, that seems to be the going rate for temperature checks. And if your child has a temperature above 100.4 in Baldwin County, then they're going to check for more symptoms for coronavirus and, of course, separate those kids from the other kids. But that's the big news yesterday. Both school systems came out and had their superintendents announce, and Baldwin County School is heading back to school August 12th. Mobile County Schools not starting till September 1st, but all virtual for the first 9 weeks.
Right. And in Baldwin County, they'll have temperature detection devices in the hallways, cameras that are going to be checking the children.
So not just nurses and teachers holding the thermometer up to the head, like we've seen at so many different places, but they're actually going to have temperature devices in the hallways.
Right.
Interesting.
And in Mobile, they've ordered Chromebooks and Wi-Fi devices, and they have spent millions that they've received in the CARES Act.
Well, they have the money, and I guess that's how they plan to spend it. Now, you look at some national polls, and for the most part nationally, a majority of people say they do not feel safe sending their children back to school this fall. I guess the Mobile County school system did their own polling of parents in Mobile County, and about 40% said that they were not very happy about sending their kids back to school in the fall. But you look at our polls. We have one on Facebook, and we have one on our website, fmtalk1065.com. And we ask the same thing. Do you feel safe sending your children back to school this fall? Now, of course, our polls don't just count Mobile County, but pretty much the entire listening area for FM Talk 1065. And we've got 88% of our poll respondents that say they do feel safe sending their children back to school this fall. So a contentious subject, and Kressel Threadgill, the superintendent for Mobile County Schools, he also said in that press conference that as a leader, he has to make tough decisions. That certainly is a tough decision to make. We'll get your take on that today, and especially in the third hour of the show, beginning at 8 o'clock when we can take your calls. But right now you can text us 251-343-0106 and give us your take on both Baldwin County Schools heading back to school August 12th with the virtual option, but kids will be back in class, in Mobile County Schools only going virtual and not beginning until September 1st. 251-343-0106. We'll play more of Threadgill's press conference a little bit later in the hour. But first, we get started as we do every hour right here on Mobile Mornings and have been doing since coronavirus came to the United States, and go over some of the numbers. We had quite a few states set record highs for new cases yesterday, and nationally we're now at 3.54 million total positive cases of coronavirus. There have been 130,500 deaths, and well over 1 million have now recovered from the virus. Yesterday, nationally, a new high of 71,229 cases reported, but also a new high of 830,918 tests reported nationally. So the positivity rate, and you're going to hear over and over, and of course you don't want to see a bunch of new cases, but the positivity rate for yesterday came in at 8.6%. Pretty similar to numbers that we've seen in the past. So the people that argue with the president when he said, you know, wouldn't have as many cases if we weren't testing as much, partially right. partially incorrect. We did test more than we ever have yesterday, so that definitely contributed to the new high number of cases. Also yesterday in America, 977 deaths reported. That's the most we've seen since June the 3rd, but there still haven't been over 1,000 deaths in a single day in America since May 29th. If you remember, back at the end of April and in May, we saw that number rise to 2,000, and it was in the upper 1,000s daily. So we haven't seen over 1,000 deaths in America since May 29th, but that number definitely ticking up over the last few days. There have been 43.3 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 60,158 confirmed cases in the state now, and an even 1,200 have died from COVID-19. There have also been now over 550,000 tests in Alabama, and currently hospitalized 1,362 people. Yesterday, we added 1,933 cases, the seven-day average at a high of 1,653 cases per day. And remember, we look at these weekly and biweekly averages because the numbers aren't very consistent from day to day. There's usually a lag in reporting from different test sites and hospitals. So over the last week, we're averaging over 1,600 cases per day. Over the last 2 weeks, over 1,400 cases per day. Yesterday, 17 deaths reported in Alabama. That's after 87 total the 2 days prior. Our weekly average is now at a high of 23 deaths per day. We're averaging 17 per day over the last 2 weeks. And Mobile County on its own averaging 3 deaths per day over the last week. Looking at those local numbers, Mobile County added 165 new cases yesterday with one new death. That brings the total to 5,514 cases with 158 that have died. Baldwin County added 80 new cases and one death yesterday. They've had 1,579 positives with 13 deaths. Washington County, 180 cases with 9 deaths. Clark County, 352 cases with 6 deaths. Monroe County, 295 cases with 3 that have died. Kanawha County has had 268 cases with 8 deaths. Escambia County, 571 cases and 12 deaths. Choctaw County, 222 cases and 12 deaths. And in Wilcox County, 334 cases with 8 deaths. Jefferson County again yesterday added the most number of new cases in the state. They added 360 yesterday, also 5 new deaths for Jefferson County. But they are far and beyond, they have the most number of cases in the state, 7,809 positives and 181 deaths. That's well over 2,000 more than the second closest county, which is Mobile County, and just about, 23 more deaths than Mobile County for Jefferson County. Montgomery has seen their numbers drop. They added 74 new cases yesterday and 0 new deaths. So that's a look at the numbers for coronavirus in our area. As I mentioned, the big news yesterday, Mobile County Schools said that they are not opening till September 1st and they're going to go virtual until the first week of November. Baldwin County Schools, get ready because you're heading back to the classroom beginning on August the 12th. Lots to get into this morning. Of course, up in Washington, they continue to argue over everything. The stimulus check, they're debating that. The Democrats have put out a $3 trillion stimulus package. The Republicans plan to counter with a $1 trillion stimulus package. We'll get into that. And also, how about this? I mean, it seems like we're talking about Russian hackers all the time, but they're now saying that the Russians are hacking into our medical systems over here and trying to get information on what we're seeing with the coronavirus and our attempts to build a vaccine in America. So we'll get into that as well. And coming up in sports, we had round one of the Memorial Tournament yesterday for the PGA Tour. And big news for the Washington Redskins, I guess the team formerly known as the Washington Redskins. The Washington Post had a report yesterday where 15 women that used to work with Washington's team have said they were sexually assaulted while they were there. So all that and more coming up. Also traffic with Kane, news with WKRG, and of course weather with Dr. Bill Williams. We hope y'all have a good Friday, and we'll be right back.
Sportsman's Marine has been your trusted boat dealership on the Eastern Shore since 1950. With that much experience, we know what's reliable. Yamaha. And Sportsman's Marine is the Gulf Coast's five-star Yamaha service dealer. You don't want to trust anything else when saltwater boating and saltwater fishing. If it's time to replace or upgrade your old motor, visit sportsmansmarine.com. Check out this year's newest Yamaha outboard motor. Visit sportsmansmarine.com or call 251-928-2244 today.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Nicolette Schleissman. The Mobile County Public School System has announced their back-to-school plan for this upcoming school year. Schools won't be returning to the classroom August 10th. School will start September 1st and will be remote or online for the first 9 weeks. After that time, the school district will reconsider going back to traditional schooling. Baldwin County Schools announced new details on its plan for the fall. Temperature checks will be done for all students. Bus transportation will be provided, but the school system asks parents to bring their children to school if possible. Students will be spread out at lunchtime. Governor Kay Ivey's mask mandate is now in effect across the entire state of Alabama. There are exceptions for children under 6 and for health reasons, as well as for those eating and drinking. The mandate carries a penalty of $500 or jail time, but many local law enforcement agencies say they're focusing on encouraging compliance over policing it.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. We do have an accident with injuries at Village Green Drive and Azalea Road. We've got a truck that hit a tree just off the side of the road. So far, the Bayway and the Causeway are looking good. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, along Highway 90, Range Line. Haven't seen any problems there. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical, moving, and shooting ranges with a 1,000-yard range, all situated on 160 acres. Go to silvercreekrange.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Good morning, 620 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Tony Finau leads after round one of the Memorial Tournament at Moorfield Village in Ohio. The 30-year-old Hawaiian shot a 6-under par 66 on Thursday with 9 birdies and 3 bogeys. Ryan Palmer sits alone in second, one shot behind Finau, while Brendan Steele and Gary Woodland are tied for third at 4-under par. Tiger Woods is 5 shots back after shooting a 71 in his first PGA Tour round since February. Woods, who has won the Memorial 5 times, made 4 birdies with 3 bogeys on day 1. Tigers paired with Rory McIlroy and Brooks Koepka for the first 2 rounds of this week's tournament. McIlroy is tied for 8th at 2-under par, while Koepka shot an even par 72 yesterday. The threesome will begin round 2 this morning at 7:17, and round 2 coverage will air live on the Golf Channel beginning this afternoon at 1:30. On the same week that the NFL's Washington Redskins announced that they would be retiring their nickname, the Washington Post reported yesterday that 15 former female employees say that they were sexually harassed while working for the club. According to the newspaper, the allegations spanned from 2006 to 2019 and range from inappropriate remarks about female employees' bodies or clothing to instances of verbal abuse. Several of the allegations involve men who occupied prominent roles in the organization, 3 of whom left in the past week. 2 longtime members of the team's personnel department, Alex Santos and Richard Mann II, were fired over the weekend, and the team's longtime radio voice, Larry Michael, abruptly announced his retirement on Wednesday after 16 seasons with the club. According to ESPN, the franchise has retained a D.C.-based law firm, Wilkinson Walsh, to review the matter. The franchise released a statement after the story broke yesterday afternoon saying, quote, "The Washington Redskins football team takes issues of employee conduct seriously. While we do not speak to specific employee situations publicly, when new allegations of conduct are brought forward that are contrary to these policies, we address them promptly." Team owner Dan Snyder, who's taken a lot of media criticism over the last couple of weeks, was not directly implicated with any wrongdoing in the Post's report. In NBA news, the New Orleans Pelicans announced that star rookie Zion Williamson left the NBA bubble at Disney World yesterday morning because of an urgent family medical matter, and that he intends to rejoin the team at a later date. Pelicans Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations David Griffin said in a statement, quote, "We fully support Zion's decision to leave the NBA campus to be with his family. Out of respect for the Williamson family, we will have no further comment at this time." If Williamson gets tested every day that he's gone and continues to test negative, he'll only need to quarantine for 4 days when he returns to Orlando, per NBA rules. If he does not test daily or if he has a positive test, Zion will be required to quarantine for 10 days upon his return. The Pelicans' push for a playoff spot starts on July 30th when the team plays the Utah Jazz on the opening night of the league's restart. Williamson, the number one overall pick in this year's draft, has played in only 19 games in his rookie season for the Pelicans after coming back from meniscus surgery in January. In NFL news, Cleveland Browns pass rusher Myles Garrett spoke with media on Thursday after becoming the highest paid defender in NFL history. On Wednesday, Garrett signed a 5-year extension with the Browns, reportedly worth $125 million. According to ESPN, Garrett gets $50 million guaranteed at signing, and the contract contains $100 million in total guarantees. It's the most ever paid to a defensive player. Garrett was suspended for the final 6 games of last season for hitting Pittsburgh's Mason Rudolph with the quarterback's helmet during a skirmish at the end of their game. The 24-year-old's heading into his 4th season in the NFL. The former Texas A&M Aggie has had 30 sacks in 3 seasons and made the Pro Bowl in 2018 when he recorded 13.5 sacks and 3 forced fumbles. 624 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. There's just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Headed to the beach? Stop by Allegri Farm Market to fill your ice chest with the freshest fruit and veggies of the season. Just pick from a farm right down the street. Enjoy a crisp, cold watermelon when you come in from the sun. Sweet silver king corn, tomatoes, colorful peppers, and juicy citrus at prices the big stores can't match. The sweet taste of summer awaits you at Allegri Farm Market, Highway 181 at County Road 64 in Daphne.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. 626 on Mobile Mornings. This is FM Talk 106.5. Right now, a hot 74 degrees as we get our morning started here at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. We've seen a lot of rain over the last few weeks that should tampen down over this weekend. It looks like we don't have as much rain expected in the forecast, which is great news. And offshore, the waves aren't very high, and we'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams about that more coming up at the bottom of the hour. But at 5 o'clock this morning, they blasted the cannon to get the 87th annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo started, and everybody's out there fishing now, or at least a lot of the people are out there fishing. And as a reminder, I want to let you know, if you go out and you catch something this weekend,
right,
take a picture of it, especially if you got the kids out there,
Oh, yes.
Hint, hint.
Definitely.
We have the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Photo Contest. We awarded another fishing team t-shirt to a listener yesterday and got a new week started yesterday as well. So if you go over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5, you'll see it pinned to the top, and you load your picture there, get friends and family to like that picture, and you could be the next to win a fishing team t-shirt from right here at FM Talk 106.5.
Yes, the much coveted, because I've been asked if they could buy one, but you can't. You have to win it. And it's brought to you by Sportsman Marine in Fairhope.
Yeah, thanks for coming on board, Sportsman's Marine. And by the way, you can buy that gear, that merchandise from the ADSFR on their website, ADSFR.com. I checked this morning. It's live. So get you a hat, get you a t-shirt, and have a good time. We'll be back with Dr. Bill Williams next.
WKRG News 5, I'm Nicolette Schleissman. The Mobile County Public School System has announced their back-to-school plan for this upcoming school year. Schools won't be returning to the classroom August 10th. School will start September 1st and will be remote or online for the first 9 weeks. After that time, the school district will reconsider going back to traditional schooling. Baldwin County Schools announced new details on its plan for the fall. Temperature checks will be done for all students. Bus transportation will be provided, but the school system asks parents to bring their children to school if possible. Students will be spread out at lunchtime. Governor Kay Ivey's mask mandate is now in effect across the entire state of Alabama. There are exceptions for children under 6 and for health reasons, as well as for those eating and drinking. The mandate carries a penalty of $500 or jail time, but many local law enforcement agencies say they're focusing on encouraging compliance over policing it.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas. Even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. 800-834-1141. That's 800-834-1141.
The number of new coronavirus cases across the U.S. continues to rise daily. Johns Hopkins University reported for the first time yesterday there were more than 70,000 new cases. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says people not taking warnings of the virus seriously is what's caused the numbers to spike.
What we saw were clips of people at bars, congregating without masks, not staying distant, in crowds. And that's what I believe is at least part of the explanation for why we've seen this surge has went up.
The Florida Department of Health reported 156 new coronavirus-related deaths, the most yet in a 24-hour period.
Comparing Florida to the entire UK, Florida has more cases than the entire United Kingdom, and the population here is about 22 million compared to 66 million for the UK.
There's correspondent Randy Kay. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Bucking the trend, Alaska Airlines is expanding its schedule in a bid to win more passengers in the crowded Southern California market. It's adding 7 new routes from LAX this fall, including the first nonstop to Fort Myers, Florida, and additional Hawaii flights. There will be new nonstop flights to Florida from San Diego, Portland, and Seattle, too. E-Trade Financial hosts a special shareholder meeting to seek approval for the proposed merger with Morgan Stanley, announced in February. The University of Michigan releases its Consumer Sentiments Index for July. Consensus estimate is for a 79.5 reading above June's 78.1 figure. More than 8,000 hotels could be forced to close in the fall after PPP funding runs out, according to the American Hotel and Lodging Association, which is asking Congress to step in to help with low-interest loans. The Dow's rally ended, closing 135 points lower. The Nasdaq lost 76 and the S&P dropped 11 points. Futures are pointed higher. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms. Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions, call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions, 209-6114.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
634 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings and 75 degrees as we get started on this Friday. Now we bring in the expert staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, for an update on today and the rest of the weekend. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So yesterday, at least around my house, it was pretty dry. Very hot, but pretty dry. What are we looking at for today and the rest of the weekend?
Well, that upper air weather system that gave us the rain the day before yesterday kind of moved to the west, and we came out pretty good. No rain reported at the airport yesterday. And it looks like today it's going to be basically dry for most areas. It'll be sunny. Now, that doesn't mean that the humidity will be low. Humidity will still be up there, so that we're going to see a heat index between 100 and 105.
Ooh.
But we should have sunny skies today and just a slight chance we could see a thunderstorm develop this afternoon. We're going to warm up to about 92 or 93 degrees this afternoon. Now, tonight, mostly clear. The low will be in the low 70s. And then for the weekend, well, for Saturday, mostly sunny. Just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. The high will be about 92, again, maybe 93 degrees. Sunday, a little better chance for a few afternoon thunderstorms, but for the most part, it'll be mostly sunny, and the high on Sunday in the lower 90s. And we're going to keep this pattern through at least the first part of next week. Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny, a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s.
Well, down on Dauphin Island at about 5 a.m. this morning, they had the annual cannon blast to kick off the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. For those that are heading out on the water, what are we looking at?
It's looking pretty good for the weekend. It's going to be an easterly wind at 8 to 13 knots in the morning, and then southeast in the afternoon. And seas will run 1 to 2 feet for Saturday and around 2 feet for Sunday. So really looks good for the weekend and really also for today.
That's some great news. And, of course, it is hurricane season. We've already had a number of named storms, and we've been over that with you, whether they should have been named or not. But what are we looking at in the tropics right now?
Right now, it continues to be quiet. The Gulf of Mexico, the Caribbean, and even the tropical Atlantic, the only activity is way over around the African coast. And so far, those systems have not been able to make it across the Atlantic. The Atlantic, of course, will continue to warm up. It doesn't reach its peak until the month of September.
All right. And I know for a lot of people, allergies have been an issue. Well, repeat that every single year. But the Saharan dust, we haven't talked about that in a few days. Is it gone? Are we done with the Saharan dust?
It has, it has diminished quite a bit. There's still some dust across the Caribbean, but nothing like it was just a few weeks ago. And so that's going to allow more heating to take place in the Atlantic, and conditions will become more favorable for tropical development there over the next couple of weeks.
All right, good stuff. Thank you, Dr. Bill. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That is staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5, and giving us not only the weekend weather report, but also the tropical update and the Saharan dust update. Tell me, where else can you get that in one nice little soundbite? Nowhere else, but
Nowhere.
Here on FM Talk 106.5. All right, coming back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Mobile County Public Schools system, saying that not going back to class until September 1st, and even then it'll be virtual only for the first 9 weeks of the semester. Meanwhile, Baldwin County Schools say that they're going on as planned, heading into the classrooms on August 12th. More on that coming up. But first, let's check the traffic on your way into work or daycare, wherever you're heading this morning, with Kane.
Good morning from the Lowland CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers still on the scene of the accident at Village Green Drive and Azalea Road. Where a truck hit a tree, no injuries involved. Looks good so far downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway from Spanish Fort, Daphne to Malbus, 181 and I-10, no delays. Cart Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore. They're open to help you get your carts running. You can also rent their carts for weddings, family gatherings, and any special occasion. See them at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
When your car breaks down, you call a local mechanic, right? Well, when your computer system breaks down, you need to call the local experts at Tech Solution. Tech Solution is the choice for managed IT service, networking, computer repair, and cybersecurity. TechSolutionLLC.biz is your solution to getting back in business fast. Call Tech Solution before the next crash happens and save your business time, stress, and money. Find them at TechSolutionLLC.biz or on Facebook. That's TechSolutionLLC.biz.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
All right, 640 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Leanna with you on this Friday. And Sean Sullivan taking some much-needed time off. Of course, we had the primary runoff elections on Tuesday, so ready to get after it here in the next couple weeks as the campaigns for the general election really get started in earnest. Of course, we'll have Tommy Tuberville versus Doug Jones for the Alabama Senate seat that's up for grabs. And also here in AL1, Jerry Carl on the Republican side and Dr. James Averhart on the Democratic side. So we'll talk about that a whole lot more in the upcoming weeks. And, you know, we have Kane keeping us updated on traffic here every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. And then in the afternoons, if you're listening to Paul Feinbaum on your way home from work, from 4 until 6. And last night, this wreck happened after Kane hung up for the night. But right around, 7:30 last night, a pretty crazy wreck right there next to the Wallace Tunnel coming out on the westbound side.
Yeah, westbound I-10 just outside the George Wallace Tunnel. A 18-wheeler overturned, and it was carrying cattle. They were going from Florida to Oklahoma. They overturned and landed on top of a Ford sedan.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
A cattle truck.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. It caused a slowdown, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely. They had to close down I-10. South Flight was called out to the scene. They had to pick up the truck to get the person out of the Ford sedan. They were pinned into the vehicle.
Oh, my goodness.
That is unbelievable. Hopefully everyone ended up being, you know, all right after that. It's never good when Life Flight has to be called out. But if you were heading westbound last night, that's probably what the hangup was. Or if you were heading eastbound and saw all the cars stopped behind it, a cattle truck turned over is never a good deal. And that's your update for what was happening last night. Also yesterday, a couple of press conferences, one on the west side, one on the east side of Mobile Bay. The Baldwin County Public School System said that they are coming back on August 12th as originally planned. They're going to have masks for the students. They're going to try to socially distance the students mm-hmm. in the classrooms. They said that as far as breakfast and lunch plans go, they're going to change the schedules up a little bit and also allow the older students to pretty much eat wherever they want to on campus.
Right, even outside.
Yeah, even outside in order to separate and not be as closely packed together as they eat. They're also going to be checking temperatures of students, and mm-hmm. I think the temperature, which seems to be pretty standard everywhere, 100.4 degrees. If your right. child has a temperature of over 100.4, then they start to check for other coronavirus symptoms, separate them from the class, and mm-hmm. and take care of it there. So Baldwin County Schools will be back August 12th with the option for virtual learning if you don't feel safe quite yet sending your kids back to school. But for Mobile County Public Schools, Superintendent Kressel Threadgill, he went a bit of a different route than the Baldwin County Schools yesterday. Here's a bit of his press conference. This is Threadgill yesterday talking about what Mobile County Public Schools plan to do this coming fall.
The number of COVID-19 cases are continuing to rise each and every day, and that is very alarming. As a leader, I have to make tough decisions, but I do not make decisions that's best for me. As a leader, I make decisions that are best for those who follow me. As superintendent, it is my obligation to protect the safety and well-being of each of our 53,000 students and 8,000 employees. With that being said, I cannot, with strong reservation, put their health and even their lives in jeopardy. Therefore, this afternoon, I am announcing that Mobile County Public Schools will not reopen for students on August the 10th, 2020. We will officially begin our school year on September the 1st, remotely for all students. Students will not return to the classroom for at least the first 9 weeks of school while we continue to assess the number of cases in our area. After the first 9 weeks, based on our numbers, we hope to reopen our schools and continue with our plans to have three options for our students, which are face-to-face, remote, and virtual learning.
So that's the update from Superintendent Kressel Threadgill with the Mobile County Public School System. What does it mean for the parents out there trying to get back to work, trying to get this economy restarted? That just makes things so much more difficult. And also, you know, the students, it's not quite the same learning virtually as it is being in a classroom and face-to-face with teachers. Want to get your take on the text line, 251-343-0106. Now, Leanna, you did mention with the some of the stimulus money, the PPP payments that went mm-hmm. out, that they're using that to buy some Chromebooks and
right.
some Wi-Fi devices mm-hmm. to help some of those students that maybe don't have a good internet connection at home or don't have something available for them to do the virtual learning. Remember at the end of the last semester when they sent students home, they yes. had these paper packets that they sent with the students. So even if you weren't able to learn online, you still did some form of learning by using the paper packets. They are not doing that this coming semester. It will be virtual only. So tough decisions for the powers that be with the Mobile County Public School Systems, but also tough decisions to be made for parents as they decide how they're going to get those kids taken care of as they try to get back to work.
Right. And this weekend is back to school sales tax holiday.
Mm.
So if someone wants to go and buy a computer or a Chromebook for their kids,
yeah,
it's tax-free this weekend.
Right. And we'll go into detail on that later, too. We'll mm-hmm. talk about exactly what is tax-free and what doesn't count as tax-free as the back-to-school tax-free weekend gets started here. And got a lot more to talk about. If you look at the front page of FMTalk1065.com, the two schools saying the two school systems, Baldwin County and Mobile County. Those are the top two news stories of the day. But also our third story here, which is a pretty big deal. They say that Russia is hacking virus vaccine trials in the United States, the United Kingdom, and Canada. We'll talk about that more later. Also coming up in sports, Myles Garrett gets a big new deal, now the highest paid defensive player in NFL history, and round one coverage from the PGA Tour at the Memorial Tournament in Ohio. All that and more coming up right here on Mobile Mornings.
Do you need a new set of off-road tires? Do you want them installed at your home or office? This is Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire and Tire Industry Association, certified instructor, and now is the time to buy. How does a $70 rebate when you buy a set of Toyo Open Country or Nitto Grappler tires sound? This includes the popular 35, 12, 50 by 20, as well as other popular sizes. But here's the catch. This promotion is only for a short few days from July 16th through August 2nd. That's it. When it's gone, it's gone. With this much rebate offered, you may want to add a set of custom wheels to go with your new tires. We can swap the tire sensors over to the new set, and you're all good to go. So give me a call at 251-415-5500 or log on to 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. Or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, the one and two bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grandview Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grandview Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Nicolette Schleissman. The Mobile County Public School System has announced their back-to-school plan for this upcoming school year. Schools won't be returning to the classroom August 10th. School will start September 1st and will be remote or online for the first 9 weeks. After that time, the school district will reconsider going back to traditional schooling. Baldwin County Schools announced new details on its plan for the fall. Temperature checks will be done for all students. Bus transportation will be provided, but the school system asks parents to bring their children to school if possible. Students will be spread out at lunchtime. Governor Kay Ivey's mask mandate is now in effect across the entire state of Alabama. There are exceptions for children under 6 and for health reasons, as well as for those eating and drinking. The mandate carries a penalty of $500 or jail time, but many local law enforcement agencies say they're focusing on encouraging compliance over policing it.
Good morning from the PierceLawFirm.com Traffic Center. We do have a new accident with injuries involving a motorcycle in the woods at Salco Road and Williams Avenue. Also, we've got a truck that went in and hit a tree out the woods at Village Green Drive and Azalea Road. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner, where you can now dine in, still offering delivery with DoorDash and Postmates. Perfect for lunch today. 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. They've got a chicken Caesar salad and 3 fish tacos that are good, too. See you today at Hooters. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 10 minutes until 7 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Tony Finau leads after one round of the Memorial Tournament at Murfield Village in Ohio. The 30-year-old Hawaiian shot a 6-under par 66 yesterday with 9 birdies and 3 bogeys. Brian Palmer sits alone in second, one shot behind Finau, while Brendan Steele and Gary Woodland are tied for third at 4-under par. Tiger Woods is 5 shots back after he shot a 71 in his first PGA Tour round since February. Woods, who has won the Memorial 5 times, made 4 birdies with 3 bogeys on day one. Tigers paired with Rory McIlroy and Brooks Koepka for the first 2 rounds of this week's tourney. McIlroy is tied for 8th at 2-under par, while Koepka shot an even par 72 yesterday. The threesome will begin round 2 this morning at 7:17, and round 2 coverage will air live on the Golf Channel beginning this afternoon at 1:30. On the same week that the NFL's Washington Redskins announced that they would be retiring their nickname, the Washington Post reported yesterday that 15 former female employees say that they were sexually harassed while working for the club. According to the newspaper, the allegations spanned from 2006 to 2019 and range from inappropriate remarks about female employees' bodies or clothing to instances of verbal abuse. Several of the allegations involve men who occupied prominent roles in the organization, three of whom left in the past week. Two longtime members of the team's personnel department, Alex Santos and Richard Mann II, were fired over the weekend, and the team's longtime radio voice, Larry Michael, abruptly announced his retirement on Wednesday after 16 seasons with the club. According to ESPN, the franchise has retained a D.C.-based law firm, Wilkinson Walsh, to review the matter. The franchise released a statement after the story broke yesterday afternoon saying, quote, "The Washington Redskins football team takes issues of employee conduct seriously. While we do not speak to specific employee situations publicly, when new allegations of conduct are brought forward that are contrary to these policies, we address them promptly." Team owner Dan Snyder, who has taken a lot of media criticism over the last couple of weeks, was not directly implicated with any wrongdoing in the Post's report. In NBA news, the New Orleans Pelicans announced that star rookie Zion Williamson left the NBA bubble at Disney World yesterday morning because of an urgent family medical matter and that he intends to rejoin the team at a later date. Pelicans executive VP of basketball operations David Griffin said in a statement, "We fully support Zion's decision to leave the NBA campus to be with his family. Out of respect for the Williamson family, we will have no further comment at this time." If Williamson gets tested every day that he's gone and continues to test negative, he'll only need to quarantine 4 days when he returns to Orlando per NBA rules. If he does not test daily or if he has a positive test, Zion will be required to quarantine for 10 days upon his return. The Pelicans' push for a playoff spot starts on July 30th when the team plays the Utah Jazz on the opening night of the league's restart. And in NFL news, Cleveland Browns pass rusher Myles Garrett spoke with the media yesterday after he became the highest-paid defender in NFL history. On Wednesday, Garrett signed a 5-year extension with the Browns, reportedly worth $125 million. According to ESPN, Garrett gets $50 million guaranteed at signing, and the contract contains $100 million in total guarantees, the most ever paid to a defensive player. 6:54 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by LifeLock. If you're only monitoring your credit to help protect your identity, you could miss certain threats, like your info on sale on the dark web. Good thing there's LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Get LifeLock now and save more during their special summer sale. Go to LifeLock.com, use promo code RISK. Sale ends July 20th.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. There's just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with the designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
Now that Alabama is getting back to business, Canabama has big plans to resume classes, concerts, and events to celebrate our 2-year anniversary in August. Canabama has always been your source for the most experienced staff, in-depth education, and supplier of the best, most cutting-edge CBD. We made history as the first and largest retailer in Alabama, won the first awards given to CBD business, and we lead the CBD community with knowledge, compassion, and giving back. Let Canabama help you out today in downtown West Mobile, Daphne, Hoover, and Montgomery.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
656, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings with Dalton, Orwig, and Leanna. Good morning, Leanna.
Good morning.
I don't know if you know, and I know you have the national what day it is on lock.
Mm-hmm.
If you've checked out our Facebook page, what, we had National Cat Day last week or something like that?
It was National Kitten Day.
National Kitten Day. That's right. Well, this coming Sunday, National Ice Cream Day. Don't get it confused with the other National Ice Cream Day that we have on December 13th or National Ice Cream Cone Day on September 22nd or National Chocolate Ice Cream Day on June 7th. This is its own National Ice Cream Day.
We can have as many as we want.
It's because Americans love ice cream. Actually, only 3% of Americans say that they don't like ice cream. More than 90% of us have a favorite flavor. 10 most popular, chocolate, 17%, mm-hmm. vanilla, 15%, strawberry, 8%, mint chocolate chip, 8%, butter pecan, 8%, cookie dough, 6%, that's mine, cookies and cream, 6%, Rocky
yes.
Road, coffee, and then chocolate chip coming at number 10 in the list. What's your favorite flavor? Let's talk about it. 3430106. Coming up, we'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and more on this Friday. Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
WKRG News 5, I'm Nicolette Schleissman. The Mobile County Public School System has announced their back-to-school plan for this upcoming school year. Schools won't be returning to the classroom August 10th. School will start September 1st and will be remote or online for the first 9 weeks. After that time, the school district will reconsider going back to traditional schooling. Baldwin County Schools announced new details on its plan for the fall. Temperature checks will be done for all students. Bus transportation will be provided, but the school system asks parents to bring their children to school if possible. Students will be spread out at lunchtime. Governor Kay Ivey's mask mandate is now in effect across the entire state of Alabama. There are exceptions for children under 6 and for health reasons, as well as for those eating and drinking. The mandate carries a penalty of $500 or jail time, but many local law enforcement agencies say they're focusing on encouraging compliance over policing it.
Hey, if you like to fish and love the chance to win cash and prizes, you can't miss this year's 87th annual Alabama Deep Sea Fish and Rodeo. Tickets are on sale now at adsfr.com. Dates are set July 17th through the 19th. Be a part of the largest fishing tournament in the world with over $400,000 in cash and prizes. Every angler in the open competition who weighs in illegal fish from any of the 30 categories will be entered to win a 25-foot contender with a Yamaha 250 and a Sport Trail trailer. Get your tickets now at adsfr.com. And remember the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament on July 11th. In addition to the ADSFR open competition, anglers can enter jackpots for big game king mackerel and speckled trout. And new this year is a drawing for all participants who weigh in a fish in any jackpot. Win a brand new Sea Keeper 1. Cash prize divisions include billfish, tuna, dolphin, swordfish, wahoo, king mackerel, speckled trout, and tarpon. It's the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, July 17th.